USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky says there is overwhelming evidence COVID came from a lab. It was the subject of a congressional hearing led by House Republicans on Tuesday. No definitive conclusion has been reached on the origins of COVID, but intelligence and scientific communities have been split on whether it was a lab leak or a natural spillover. Minutes before the trial was set to begin, a settlement was reached between Dominion Voting Systems and Fox News.
Dominion Voting Systems had filed the billion-dollar defamation lawsuit against Fox News, saying lies that were told on air about voting irregularities with their machines harmed the company. Dominion attorney Justin Nelson.
Today's settlement of $787,500,000 represents vindication and accountability.
The settlement was reached after a jury had been seated and the trial was about to begin.
That's correspondent John Schaefer. As tax filing season comes to a close, Americans are seeing smaller refunds this year. The IRS said the average refund check this year has been worth just under $2,900, a 9% drop from last year's average. A recent Bankrate survey found around 75% of adults believe their tax refund this year is important to their financial situation. The White House says there's a gun violence epidemic in the U.S. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre spoke on recent strings of mass shootings, as well as the shooting of a black teenager who rang the wrong doorbell in Missouri.
It feels like every week, at least once a week, I come to the podium and I talk about this gun violence epidemic that we're seeing across the country and how our communities and families have been devastated by tragic acts of gun violence.
She called it unacceptable and said Congress needs to take action to pass gun reform. Opponents say mental health is the problem, not guns. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At least one person is dead and five others are injured after a parking garage collapsed in Lower Manhattan. NYPD Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell.
But this time we have no reason to believe that this is anything other than a structural collapse. Obviously that investigation will continue.
Tuesday night fire crews were still inside the unstable structure checking for other survivors. Kansas City's mayor says the teenager shot by an 84-year-old white man for knocking on the wrong door to pick up his siblings was attacked for existing while black. Mayor Quentin Lucas said he's just as outraged and concerned of the many wondering why Ralph Yarrell was shot. Defendant Andrew Lester said in his police statement that he fired his revolver in Yarrell's head when he saw him pulling on the exterior storm door handle of his home. But Yarrell maintained to officers that he did not touch the door at all. Buffalo Bills player DeMar Hamlin is planning his comeback. Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest during a Monday night football game against the Cincinnati Bengals last season.
This event was life-changing, but it's not the end of my story. So I'm here to announce that I plan on making a comeback to the NFL.
Team GM Brandon Bean said doctors who saw Hamlin last week were all in agreement to clear him for football activities. He's now back working out with the team. And Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says he supports Congress overturning the Biden administration's proposed vehicle emission standards. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.